Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of meditation and contemplation. We will start out by contemplating A Course in Miracles Workbook Lesson 79. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Lesson 79. Let me recognize the problem so it can be solved. A problem cannot be solved if you do not know what it is. Even if it is really solved already, you will still have the problem because you will not recognize that it has been solved. This is the situation of the world. The problem of separation, which is really the only problem, has already been solved. Yet the solution is not recognized, because the problem is not recognized. The exercises for today will be successful to the extent to which you do not insist on defining the problem. Perhaps you will not succeed in letting all of your preconceived notions go, but that is not necessary. All that is necessary is to entertain some doubt about the reality of your version of what your problems are. You are trying to recognize that you have been given the answer by recognizing the problem. So that the problem and the answer can be brought together and you can be at peace. Let me recognize this problem so it can be solved. As I take in the truth that there is only one problem, the problem of separation, I see that during the day thoughts come up, and I see problems and solutions throughout the day. A thought will come up, and I'll see it as a problem, and then I will define the problem as something. And then I'll solve it in some way or another. And I'm pretty good now that when I have a thought that comes up that doesn't feel good, I'll ask for help in letting that thought go and return to the truth of who I am. But I notice that this exercise is asking me to take a deeper step into awareness. To become aware what problem each thought generates. To just become aware of all these problems that I am generating throughout the day. If I can become aware, then I can also stop and question. As he says in this lesson, I can doubt the problem and ask instead what the true problem is. I can stop defining problems on my own and instead ask my heart to define the problem for me. You know, nothing happens by coincidence. This morning, the first thing my husband said to me when I came down from meditating was, "The internet is out." And so I thought the problem was that the internet was out. But this lesson is telling me that is not the problem. The problem is always separation. And it's just so funny that the symbolism of the internet is out. Here my husband wanted to connect with the rest of the world, and he thought he was unable to. He felt he was separate from. And this lesson is telling me that the only problem there is the belief I am separate from. And when he first said it, I thought the problem was that the internet was out, and I was trying to help him with the hardware to get the internet to work. But after reading this lesson, I see the problem was the belief in separation. And the answer to that is completely different. I feel so blessed to have this lesson today to point me to the next step of building my awareness of who I am. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today to be aware when I perceive problems. I can stop and not define them. Help me to doubt the definitions I would make and ask you what the problem is. I am so grateful for your love and your guidance. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, letting go of all the thoughts and ideas, the doings of the day, the past and the future, letting it all go. And instead, let us sit confidently, asking for what message our inner guide has for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for joining with me today in this perfect place of peace. Namaste.